Okay, that is it's kind of really you know what? The irony of what just happened is so ironic. Technology, talking about technology, and these things happen when you have a high-tech radio station, as we do. These things happen. So anyway, I realize that most of you don't listen 4 hours a day. I get that. So basically, I'll just kind of walk you through how we got to talking about technology and whether you are into tech or you think that we have gone off the deep end when it comes to technology. I had the pleasure of getting away for a magnificent week, and I can't wait to do it again as soon as possible. But I had the pleasure of getting away for a magnificent week and coming back on Saturday. Now, there were things that happened when I was away that I won't even bore you with, but travel is often filled with unexpected occurrences, and that is exactly what happened to me last week. And I had this game plan of, okay, I'm going to wear shorts. I know it's going to be in the 40s coming back, but I'm going to wear shorts. I'm going to wear flip-flops, so I don't have to worry about TSA. Oh, but that wasn't meant to be. So the TSA nonsense about and it's not just the American TSA. It's the airport from which I flew last week. Well, last weekend actually. But getting back to it, I don't want to wander too far astray here off the path. But it was so nice. It was a great trip back until Newark. And aggravating factor number one. Now, we could do a whole show on travel horror stories. I've already told my travel agent, do not ever make me go through Newark Airport again. Going through Newark Airport is like walking through the biggest building you have ever been through and not getting anywhere. Like you're in that dream where you're on a treadmill, like your entire life is a treadmill, and you're not going anywhere. And nobody at the airport, I'm sorry, except the Port Authority police officers, they were very cool. But trying to find, after you get the bags and you make sure that they're checked through. You have to go back through security because who knows, you might have picked up a bomb between getting your bag and trying to get back on the next flight. I'm sure that's going to happen. Sure. So finally, get through security. So where is our gate? Our gate was pretty much about as far away from security as you could possibly be. If I had to guesstimate, I would say a quarter of a mile walk, which, hey, I probably need that, but a quarter of a mile walk. And what happened, and maybe it's happened to you, I'm sure it has. I know it wasn't terribly warm on Saturday in New Jersey, but I can feel the sweat pouring off of me. It is like totally pouring off of me. And by the time we get close to the boarding gate to get from Newark to Buffalo, my clothes are dripping in sweat. And I desperately needed something to drink. And when I say something to drink, I'm not talking about my usual. I'm talking about I needed water. Bottled water and had a special hankering for sparkling water. You ever have like a craving for something and you don't know why? Well, that's what happened on Saturday. So the stupid thing happened and it involves technology. I walk up to the bar by gate 135 or wherever the hell it was. Walk up to the bar and I look at the guy behind the bar. It would have been so easy for him to say, "What will you have, sir? I'd like a bottle of Peregrino, please." Oh, okay. Here's the bottle. Give me the money. Transaction done. 20 seconds, and I am rehydrated. No. It did not happen that way. Had to scan with the smartphone the code. Not only did you have to order from the cell phone, but you also had to enter your payment information and pay on the cell phone. And, of course, they built in the gratuity. I mean, what a racket they've got going. But that's another story. I'd like 5% of that racket. But anyway, so that was frustration number one. The idea of desperately needing something to drink because I was definitely dehydrated. And having to wait 5 minutes to go through all this nonsense entering your various information. And, hey, those of you in your 20s or 30s, you're thinking, no big deal. Wait till you hit your 40s and 50s. The eyesight doesn't work like it used to. Not always easy to see numbers, unless you've got reading glasses handy. Not always easy to see everything on the cell phone screen, even when you enlarge it. So I found that to be extremely frustrating. 20 seconds is what it should have taken, and it took 5 minutes. Then today, right before I come on the air, and when I am doing this show, I don't just show up at the last minute. No, I don't do that. I like to be prepped in advance. So I couldn't get into a certain work system that I wanted to get into. So that had me a little bit aggravated. And then what put me over the edge was finally receiving an email that I'd been waiting on for a while. And instead of just being able to click on it and, oh, look, my email opened up and here's what the person is trying to communicate to me. Oh, no. It sent it somewhere on my computer. And why it did that, I don't know. I have no idea what G Drive is, Google Drive, whatever the hell it is. I don't know, but it's somewhere in there. I can guarantee you that. And I can't read it. I can guarantee you that. And I'm going to have to call the IT lady that I use. And the company from which I purchased my IT services at home, that company, probably the worst thing they ever did was sign me up as a customer, because I've already more than eaten up thousands of dollars worth of their time. But anyway, that not being able to open up the email on which I'd been waiting for quite some time, that was basically the straw that broke the camel's back. And technology and I do not get along. I wonder, do technology and you get along? All right, so talking about technology, the good, the bad, the ugly, technology, is it helpful or is it hurtful? Now, let's just mention that when I couldn't open up the email, that is what started my rant at 2 o'clock. I was very upset because, I don't know about you, but when you get back on the job after you've been off for a week or maybe longer, don't you get maybe, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing your job, don't you get just a little bit jittery, a little bit concerned, a little bit nervous? Well, I do. And I, no matter how long I do this, every day will be the same. I'm always going to get nervous before a show. So anyway, that started the rant. And technology, again, getting back to Netflix, for example, Netflix is technology. Amazon is technology. And let's just say Netflix, been watching a lot of Netflix lately. It's very successful because it has a very easy-to-use interface. Who's watching? Oh, Tom. Click. Now, let's do a search. What movies would I like to watch? Very easy to use. But it seems as though every day they are adding new wrinkles to technology to absolutely confound and confuse and take our time away from us. Like, you remember when passwords used to be 12345, there's my password. Yeah, well, you can't do that anymore. Now it's got to be 18 non-English characters followed by an asterisk, and then a number, then a capital letter, then a small letter, and then the reverse spelling of your great-grandmother's maiden name. I mean, it's gotten to the point of absurdity with passwords. So that basically was like, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. So anyway, when technology can make things easier or more fun, and technology is easy to use, such as Netflix, Okay, I'm down with that. That's totally cool. That's totally on board with that. But when it is complicated and it does not have to be, like trying to buy bottled water at an airport and needing to go 5 minutes filling out a form when you could have just handed the guy a $10 bill, that's when it really infuriates me. And there are some technologies are great. Like I mentioned, one of the return flights had a screen on the seat in front, so I could actually map out where the plane was. And like it's kind of cool. Like, oh yeah, there's Philadelphia. Oh, there's Washington. Cool. Instead of wondering, what city might that be? So that's kind of cool. Netflix, kind of cool. You might be driving in a car right now with a vehicle that tells you, hey, there's somebody in your blind spot on the passenger side. Good technology, easy to use, not heavy lifting, okay? Your cell phone, generally easy to use. Your cell phone, of course, is just a computer that just happens to make telephone calls. Except when I'm overseas, mine doesn't work for some strange reason. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. Is technology all it's cracked up to be? And I don't think it is. I think information overload is a major problem that future generations are going to have to deal with. And what I find ironic about it is all this so-called concern of corporate America and the government about Americans' mental health. You know why I think Americans' mental health is being badly affected? I think it's being affected because Americans are too damned dependent on technology and are losing any flair, any skill, any ability whatsoever for genuine human interaction. They wonder why people's mental health is suddenly a big issue in America. How about the idea that we are not mentally healthy as a country because we're not humanly interacting and we are all basically alone in a sea of electronic noise? How many friends do you really have? Oh, well, I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook. Really? How many could you call to put up bail for you? I mean, how many could you call at 3 in the morning to help you bury a body? I mean, that's the ultimate question right there. Now, that's a friend. 803-0930, technology. Are you down with it? Or are you? Does it concern you where the technological world is taking us? And I think it's becoming very dehumanizing. I don't think it is a good thing to be enmeshed in 24/7. And so many people are so buried in their cell phones. And it's just, I find it disconcerting. The other topic, I have a little poll that I want to do. We could have just stopped a couple of words short and had a funny line. But I have a little survey that I want to do also coming up after 5:30. But let me give you the phone numbers on WBEN. First time all day I've actually had open lines. 716, obviously. Oh, I'm going to hate doing the area code every time now in the future, believe me. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. And there's another example, by the way, of technology. We've run out of phone numbers in 716, so we get the brand new area code. Oh, that's going to be a joy, huh? On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Ooh, Tanner Saunders behind the glass, reading my mind.
Actually, I was wanting to play Idiot Wind by Bob Dylan, but there's really not much of an intro to that. Anyway, hey, how you doing? We have people calling in about technology. Hey, real quickly, the other question I have is, we're coming up on Halloween. Do you guys want me to do a ghost show or two? Or do you guys want the ghost shows, or do you not want the ghost shows? Okay, because I love the ghost shows. Certain people with whom I work don't like the ghost shows. So do you or don't you? Do you or don't you love the ghost shows? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Tanner, did you say it was Sharon?
Cherie,
I'm sorry, and I'm not going to sing any songs, anything like that. Cherie, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show, love.
Hey, you can sing that song. That's why I got my name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mother was one of those 60s flower children, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it could have been Sherry, could have been Carrie. I mean, there's a lot of Mary, Harry. Anyway, or Harry Mary. I mean, whatever. You're on WBEN.
Well, you know what? I hear you. I feel your pain, and I'm suffering too, because on the one hand, I understand the importance of technology. I mean, everybody has a website. You got a company, you need a website. If you don't have access to the internet, you can't do a whole lot of things. But at the same time, you know that Rudyard Kipling film, that poem that says not to lose that common touch? I danger, like you're saying.
Okay, speaking of technology, my love, speaking of technology, can you just find one place and stay there? Because are you moving around? Because your phone keeps on going in and out, in and out, in and out.
No. Let me tell you, I'm sitting here in my bathroom painting my toenails, but I'll come out into my living room.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't like to see people with our heads buried in our phones, but at the same time, you know, when I start feeling controlling like that, I just remind myself, you know, if I have a company, and I do, and I want a lot of people to come to my company from all over the world and not just in my backyard, well, how are you going to do that without technology?
Well, okay, but here's the thing. Technology is great when it's easy to use and when it serves a real purpose. I do not believe having to scan a code in to buy a bottle of water and then enter my credit card number in an airport. I don't think that's a good application of technology. I think that's a colossal waste of time.
I agree with you. We can get carried away with anything.
We have obviously a website, WBEN.com, where you should find every bit of information you need about anything happening in the universe, WBEN.com. So we obviously have one, but you have a reason for it, and I'm sure it's very easy to use. My ex-wife has her own website, which she pimps relentlessly when we get her on this program. So, yeah, I mean, but websites, to me, websites are old school, but this new school where you try to open an email and you can't even open an email unless you have the magic handshake. This new technology where your password has to be 88 letters long and has to include 15 symbols and a couple of Chinese words. I don't get it.
I get it. Thank you.
But, okay, you're talking about people burying their face in phones, and then we kind of lost you as you were doing your nails.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm looking at everywhere I go, I see, especially young people, their faces are buried in their phones, and they're even doing it in their cars. They've got their hoodies on, then they've got their earphones on, they've got their phones in their left hand, and they're pulling the car with their right hand, and it's, a safety vehicle tries to scream past them. They can't even hear the vehicle coming because they can't miss their friend on Facebook or Instagram. It's just out of control.
It is out of control. I mean, in my opinion, look, there's a time and there's a place for everything. And I know that every person over the age of 50 has said this at least once in the last year. Look at that table with kids over there. They're not talking to each other. They're sitting there texting people who aren't even there. And they're
exactly.
I think people, look, there's a bigger issue here. People are missing out on their human existences in favor of this disembodied virtual existence, and I don't think it is healthy.
I don't think so either. Thank you.
By the way, what line of work are you in?
I'm a consultant. I actually teach technology.
You evil. Are you like also like a demon? Are you a pawn of Satan? Can you tell us where you are in the hierarchy of demons?
Well, I tell you what, I'm a devil's advocate. I'm going to wear an angel costume for Halloween.
Avocatus diaboli. Very interesting. Yeah, every now and again, we try to use a little Latin on the show just to brighten things up.
I'm at Vesuvius. I know what that is.
You're at Vesuvius, okay. Well, it can be a volcanic place to be. Pompeii and Herculaneum and a number of other villas. For those who don't know, because you've been buried in your cell phones all of your lives, there's a place called Pompeii and another place called Herculaneum nearby by Naples, Italy, and it was buried under about 20 feet of volcanic ash and pumice way back
when. People were killed running. They were in the middle of running, and they were literally killed as they ran.
No, see, you've got your head out of your phone. Like 11,000 people roughly died. We'll never know for sure. And a whole bunch of animals died, tragically. I understand that you need a website, and that's totally fine. And I'm sure your website is user-friendly. Our website is user-friendly. But the increasing complexity of passwords, the increasing reliance, and something we haven't even touched on today as far as technology is, and again, this sounds like old man bitching on the radio, and maybe it is, nobody knows how to read a map anymore. That's a lost art.
That's so true. They don't know what an azimuth is.
I'm sorry?
They don't know what an azimuth is.
No, but I thought you might have said something else, and I was a bit concerned it got on the air. I think I had that once, but the wart was able to get burned off right away. That's very interesting. But as a successful consultant, I think there's a larger question, I think, that is just begging and screaming to be asked. You're doing your nails. Why not treat yourself to a pedicure? Have somebody else
do
your
nails. No, I've done
that
already. But every 3 days, I don't get the expensive gel stuff because that's not healthy anymore. So I just get regular nail polish I put on my nails. And then every 3 days, because I wash dishes the old-fashioned way, I find that I have to do my nails myself. So why waste the time?
May I make a confession
sure.
to you? Okay. I love pedicures. I love getting that dead skin scrubbed off the bottom of my feet. I love having somebody cut my cuticles, and I also love manicures. And my lady is Jamie. Oh, my lady is Jamie, and Jamie is a princess. I love Jamie. Jamie is my salvation. I won't tell you where, but she works at a place on Main Street in Williamsville.
You better not make Jesus jealous.
Gina's a very dear friend who's very happily married. As am I, so it's
Jesus.
Okay. Wait, what?
I said Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. No. Okay, sorry. Clearly, my miracle ear is not working. So I thank you kindly for the phone call. 803. My love, thank you. 803. Okay, look, there's nothing wrong with a dude getting a pedicure. Now, those of you who are dudes, okay, there is a certain percentage of the population, and I don't know what it is because I didn't bother looking it up because I didn't think pedicures were actually going to come up on the program today. But a certain percentage of the population is subject to dry and cracking heels. And let me tell you something. Once you crack a heel, it takes forever to H-E-A-L heal. And I have found over the years that regular pedicures and regular lubrication of the feet by yourself really will prevent a lot of that. And as far as manicures go, you know what? They're good enough for Paulie Walnuts. They're good enough for me. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, you look at freshly manicured fingernails and you know that they take care of themselves. You know, I'm just saying, it's not just for chicks. And if that costs me some man points, it costs me man points. What if I say, well, we do discuss the Buffalo Bills during every session. 803-0930, technology. Is technology getting the better of us, or do we have the better of technology? That's number one. And, I'm just really concerned about the dehumanization of human beings in favor of technology. Now, it's interesting that one of our previous callers brought up a Stanley Kubrick movie because there's another Kubrick movie that was very controversial. It's still very controversial, A Clockwork Orange. And if you want to see, and I'm not, and this was done, well, I mean, Kubrick was a mad, crazy genius, okay? But you watch that movie and you talk about a dystopian society, watch A Clockwork Orange. First of all, you're going to be singing in the rain that song. You're going to be singing it yourself for the next 3 days after you watch the movie. You should know that. But it, the movie is so disturbing in so many ways. It's really weird. It's absolutely bizarre. But you want to talk about dystopian? Yeah, Clockwork Orange. Again, always been controversial. It always will be controversial. Technology, good or bad? And frankly, when technology is easy to use and makes our lives easier and simpler, like technology was supposed to, I'm down with that, okay? That's a great thing. A cell phone is a fabulous thing. It's great to be in the middle of a foreign country and be able to text to people back home. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing, okay? I think we can all agree on that. But when technology starts to control you and you don't control the technology, and when technology makes what ought to have been a 5 to 20 second transaction a 5 minute ordeal, when all you want is a bottle of water, you can count me out. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And the other thing, It's coming up on Halloween next week, actually. And I want to know if you love or hate the ghost shows. In other words, do you want me to do ghost shows between now and Halloween, or do you not? And it, most people do. And I don't mean to bias or prejudice the discussion. And by the way, your phone call at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I would like your input on this because, believe it or not, every now and again, I do kind of follow what you guys tell me to do. So you're not like wasting your breath or anything. But I will tell you, and again, not trying to influence the jury here, but of any show that I do, on something of a regular basis, when I run into people, when I'm out, the most common question I get is, could you do more ghost shows? Or the most common statement people will make is, you're real. No, that one too. But the most common statement is, I love those ghost shows. So I'm just kind of curious where you are on the ghost shows. You've got about 5 minutes to take your phone call here. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. I've got time to take your call before I've got to say ciao. And I'll tell you something. Saturday morning, waking up with 88 degrees, 90 degrees, whatever it was, versus yesterday morning, waking up, rain and 42 degrees. Oh, that's a little bit of culture shock. I'm not going to lie. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Tanner Saunders, behind the glass. You, sir, are the boss, and you tell me.
Let's go to Rose in Toronto. She'll give you an answer, yay or nay, on the ghost show.
Oh, Rose in Toronto on WBEN. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Tom. I listen to you every night coming home, and honestly, I wait every year for the ghost show. So, yes, 1,000 times over. Absolutely.
What, may I ask, is it about the ghost shows that you find edifying?
I love it because I can relate to a lot of the stories, and I really believe in it. And it's just really interesting to see what goes on in Buffalo. Because it's a lot older than Toronto, also, there's a lot more stories, I think. And I've done a lot of the walking tours in Buffalo, which I absolutely love. And you can actually feel the energy in some of those old buildings. So I love hearing stories. I think it's great.
Well, see, the reason I love the ghost shows is I've never seen a ghost. I've never seen a UFO. I've never seen an alien. And Bigfoot is an absolute myth. So I like to hear other people's experiences because I don't have any personal experiences of my own as far as ghostly apparitions. I do have some amazing experiences involving stealth personnel testing and gear. And it's kind of ghostly, I guess, but I take it from this conversation that you might have had an experience.
I've had many experiences. I'm a real estate agent, and what happens is I go into a lot of houses, and I can feel either good vibes, that is good energy or not very nice energy. So I've had a couple of ghosts literally kick me out of a house and not wanting me to go in there.
When you say literally, am I to take it that you've actually felt a foot kicking you in the behind to get out of the house?
Yes. My daughter and I were coming down a set of stairs, and I'm almost positive she did not put her foot out. I almost fell down the stairs. And then, not to mention, as I was going out the front door, I had something push me on my back out the front door. So I really do feel that there are a lot of entities out there and a lot of energy. And I just love listening to the Buffalonians talk about it because, as I said, a lot of it is old. I'm sorry, I'm driving here. A lot of it is old buildings, and there is a lot of energy in those buildings. I have felt them.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm not an expert on this stuff by any means, but I think there's a difference between a ghost, an apparition, and the feeling of energy that hits you when you walk into a piece of real property. Because looking at houses, you know right away, at least I do, I know right away, okay, this house has great vibes to it. There's nothing negative here at all. And then some houses you walk into, and you would know this better than I because you are a real estate person, some houses just scream, this isn't really cool. Some bad stuff has happened here.
Yeah, I've actually felt going into basements, like really old basements where, like you say, there's a lot of creepy energy. Now, it could be, you know, because it's old and because it's dark, but there's an actual feeling, you know, where, you know, it almost feels like something, you know, there's clearly history in a 100-year-old house because people have been living in it. And who knows what really went down in some of those places. I mean, as an agent, you have to be transparent and say that there was an actual murder, let's just say,
right,
in a house, or that you know, somebody died, for example.
And you also have to tell them whether there's at least in New York State, you got to disclose whether or not the house is haunted or believed to be haunted.
That's correct. Yes, that is correct. And I did sell my cousin's house a couple of years ago. And we ended up finding out that she had had a lot of bad experiences in there, in particular, her 2-year-old son, who would always say, or I think he was 3 maybe, Mommy, the old man says I can't play with my toys.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So, I'm running out of time. You know, I'm going to do least one ghost show. You know, I have to do that. But
I
do too. And again, I like other people's stories because I've never seen one. I've felt energy, but I've never seen I've never seen a ghost. But you know, certainly there are some houses you walk into when you're looking for houses, and it's like, yeah, no way, it's this one. And others, like the house that I bought, I just knew the minute I walked in. Okay, totally cool house, nothing, no bad vibes, awesome, I'll buy it. And it turned out to be pretty.
Yeah, it felt right.
Yeah, it turned out to be pretty good.
It just felt right, exactly. That's all.
All right, my love. Thank you for calling from Toronto, Rose. Be careful driving. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, Tom. I love your show, and I love you. I think you're awesome.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. We have so many things unsaid here after all this time. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks again to Tanner Saunders behind the glass. Appreciate that. I'll figure out this computer stuff at some point in the not too distant future. And funny thing is, Mrs. Bowerly is an IT geek, and even she can't figure out what I sent her. So I don't feel all that bad right now. So, yeah. Anyway, it is coming up on the time when we're going to hear from Tom Puckett and Buffalo's Evening News at 6 o'clock. And tomorrow, obviously, we're going to keep a really close eye on various protests and demonstrations around the country. New York City, NYPD, they've got a lot of preparations that are going on just in case. So be well. Look for you tomorrow between 2 and 6 on News Radio 930 WBEN.